Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Jack, good morning. This is Lawrence.
Hey, Lawrence.
Yeah. Have the paperwork with me now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what is that, you know, it is a second page, you know, it says spend on the dollar, 1,340. What is it?
Hold, give me 1 second. I'm just trying to pull up your documents as well. My computer is being super slow this morning. 1 second. I apologize.
No problem.
All right. Come on, computer. Jesus. Where the heck is it? Sent mail. There it is. Okay. Second page where it says your loan details.
Yeah.
Okay.
Review your loan details. Yeah.
Okay. So this is broken down. That total payback, if you break it down into 22 payments a month, then we get that total.
No, okay. Forget about such things. You know, we can come to that point. Before that, I would like to, you say loan origination fee zero. Then you come to the end bottom. From the bottom is the third one. It is cent on the dollar. What is it?
Where is that? Where it says, 1.34?
Yeah, 1,340. Right?
Correct.
What is that?
That is the money factor, basically, the factor rate, because we don't have an annualized rate because some of our loans are less than a year, so we assign a money factor to it instead of an APR, and that's just the cost of funds, basically. So the total cost of funds, as you can see, you subtract the $100,000 from the $75,000 is just a little over $25,000 for the cost of the loan, and that is the rate that is associated with that.
No, my point is, you know, that is, I agree. Everything is shows $100,498.86 total, right? So I want to know, daily payment is $265. We are not talking about that. We are talking about $255. Okay? And
yes,
the other, top of that, send on dollar. That is, you are taking from my money. I mean, from the loan, right?
Correct.
That is, take your origination fee. The other people are taking 2% the same.
Wait. That has nothing to do with the origination fee. That's the cost of the loan itself. There's nothing being taken out for origination fee at all. That's the money factor. I don't know if I'm explaining it correctly.
You put other name for that. Send on the dollar, right?
Correct. But that is the money factor. Instead of the APR, we have a cost of funds because, again, some of our loans, a lot of our loans are less than a year, so you cannot annualize those rates. So what we have is called a money factor, or cost of funds. And that's how our loans are, that's how they work, basically. There's not an APR. So that is would be similar to an APR, but it's not because it's not compounding. It's just a straight cost. So each payment, there's a portion of the cost of funds, and there's a portion of the loan in each of those payments. It's not broken up into interest. Part of it is interest, and part of it's, you know, the principal.
Interest is 34%. I know that. I know that. But it's 34%. In that, you are taking this much money again. That means, you know, it's too much money is going on. I don't know. You told me when we talked, there is no any origination fee, that and this. But origination, and my other loan. See, on deck is not first time for me. On that, you can see a couple of years before I took and I pay off the whole amount. After that, I didn't take from that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you are connected with the on deck. You know, this is, this is all hiding, you know, the things, you know, 1340. I don't know what is that. Anyway, I never seen that things before.
If you scroll down several other pages and it goes back to origination fee and it actually says zero. If you go down further,
right.
Business loan and security agreement,
right.
Supplement.
You are saying to the client there is no origination fee, but the other people, they have no any other like this money sent on the dollar. They are not taking anything like that.
they have structured their loans differently. The reason that we have a cost of funds is again, majority of our loans are less than a year, and you can't annualize something that's less than a year, right?
So my first loan also not in less than a year, 1 year before. I mean, the second loan also, it's like a 400 days or 14 months or something like that.
So that's...
this is not my first time I'm taking loans, so that's why I go through this.
Right,
and,
right.
And so 255, that is we are talk. So if you can make it 255, that. And because I don't want to do 65, 87 per day payment.
Oh, okay. The reason that you gave you that number initially is because when I broke it down, I had the cost of the funds, the total cost. You divide that by 18, divided by 22, you get the 255. They're doing it by they're dividing by 21. So basically, it's one less one less payment. I'm sorry.
I don't know who you're talking about. Whom? I have a deal with you.
Correct, but I'm not in the underwriting department. I'm just more of a go-between.
Okay, in this in this case, we can't go through this kind of, you know, I'm sorry about it, because I'm just thinking, you know, within 3 months, I can get this money back, and I can make it that, all the work, you know. So, I don't know whether we can go on this way. If you can, better, I thought you are doing better, you know, but, you know, you are... I mean, worse than the first office.
So it basically, what it breaks down to is, you don't want to make 18 extra payments that are less. So it's 18 extra payments. If you were to break it out, would be the 255. It's just compounding those. Basically, it's going to be the same payback. If that makes sense, you're going to pay back 98. But it's going to be an 18 less payments. Basically, it would just be stretching out your loan, if that makes sense. Regardless of it's 22 payments a month or 21, it's still going to be the same amount paid back. That's the point that I was trying to get across. Typically, they do 22 payments a month, but in this case, it was 21. So that's where that 255 number comes into play.
I'm now completely confused, you know. I mean, this is not a straight way to do anything. This is something, later if I call you, nobody is answer. It is go to the different person hands, and I have to lot of talk, and it's not work out. So before I start something, I have to tell you the things, you know, and I correct it before I start. If it is not, then, you know, we can find other souls, you know. So that's all I want to say. If we can do something better than this, okay, because origination fee is not there, then you don't want to cut this 1,340. That is the same origination fee. You just calculate 2%, it comes like that. So that is the thing. So this is all, you know, like it's something cheating, you know.
No, if there was an origination fee, we would, right out the top, would take 2% of the loan, which is not happening. That's an origination fee.
Right.
Okay, the cents on the dollar has nothing at all to do with the origination fee. There is no origination fee, so there's no correlation.
Zach, these people are who is taking origination fee. They are not taking the cent on the dollar.
Exactly.
What is the difference? Exactly. That means you are put other name and taking the same amount. So what is the
cents on the dollar is the money factor, the cost of the cost of
you hiding and taking some other way to take money, the same money from the loan. That's what's the difference.
That 1.34 is the
policy.
Cost of funds.
I don't want to question you, but you know I can't go through this. You know I'm sorry about it because 10 to 18 months. I agree. We are talk about 255. If you can do something 255, 18 months, I'm ready to go through this. No? That's okay.
Let me get with my manager and get back with you shortly here, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.